Members of leave of absence. There are no approved leave of absence. Applications to leave of absence. I have an application for the Deputy Shire President. Leave of absence from the 12th of August to the 19th of August 2026 inclusive. I will move in a second. Very true and correct. That's granted. Yes, Councillor Tang, Councillor Brand, have so moved. All in favour? Yes, carried. Confirmation of minutes, there are none. Announcements from presiding member, I have none. I have no disclosures of interest in front of me. There are no questions from members. There are no presentations or deputations. Item on the agenda, 10.1. There is a recommendation on page 8. A move, Councillor Brown moved. Recommendation. Councillor Hanson is looking interested.
Seconded.
Councillor Brown.
Just a couple of corrections before I move the recommendation. In the table, the third line down, GRB short-term hosted, it reads 0.146725. It's got a decimal point too many, so it should be 0.146725. There's also a comma missing out of the 1884 just for continuity. I support the recommendation to advertise proposed differential rates, minimum rates and statement of objectives and reasons in accordance with section 6.36 of the Local Government Act 1995. This is an important part of the statutory consultation process and provides the community with an opportunity to understand the rationale behind the proposed ratings structure before Council makes its final decision as part of the 2026-27 budget. Council has considered a range of factors during the three budget workshops, including the current economic climate, opportunities to reduce discretionary expenditure, bringing services in-house, improving efficiencies, and maintaining the financial sustainability of the Shire while continuing to provide essential services. One of the more significant issues considered by Council was the loss of rate revenue resulting from the Forest Products Commission no longer paying local government rates on its freehold land. Since the initial estimates were prepared, that impact has increased to approximately $49,178, representing 1.64% of the Shire's rates revenue. Though significant to NANUP, it's certainly not as impacted as some of our neighbouring Shires who are faced with overwhelming losses requiring them to not only increase rates significantly, but also slash their expenditure, including their community grants programs. It may also be worthwhile expanding the statement to clarify that while the Shire no longer receives these rates, the Forest Products Commission continues to pay an equivalent amount of the state government, to the state government as state revenue. Though technically the funding is still in the public system, it is no longer available to the local communities where it is generated, and in this case not available to support local roads, facilities and services within the Shire of Nanup. The introduction of the new GRV commercial category also provides a clearer and more equitable approach to rating commercial properties that do not fall within the existing residential, industrial or short-term accommodation categories. Over recent years, some ratepayers, particularly those with hosted and unhosted short-term accommodation categories, have raised concerns that the existing rating structure did not apply to comparable differential to commercial landholders who also benefit from the Shire's investment in tourism, economic development and local infrastructure. The introduction of this category helps address that perceived inequity by ensuring commercial properties make an appropriate contribution towards the services, facilities and initiatives from which they also derive benefit. While the overall rate revenue increases below the proposed increases for some individual differential categories, it should be acknowledged that the impact on individual ratepayers will vary, particularly for unimproved value properties due to the 2025 revaluation. The accompanying statement of objectives and reasons explain the rationale for each differential category, the effect of the valuation changes, and the reasons some properties may experience increases greater than the overall revenue increase. I encourage affected landowners and businesses to review the advertised proposal and provide submissions during the public advertising period so that Council can consider any feedback before making its final decision as part of the 2026-27 budget adoption.
Councillor Brown.
Council has held three budget workshops at which the increase to the 2026-2027 rate revenue needs have been discussed and current differential rating practices reviewed. From the review, the Council proposes a further category being GRB commercial, the criteria being that the property zoning is commercial under our town planning scheme, two, it is not used as a residential home and is not a medical centre, and three, it is not hosted or unhosted short-term accommodation, as these fall into alternate differential categories. The objective of this category is to ensure that there is equity with the funding of tourism development, marketing and event-related projects from which commercial properties benefit. On setting the minimums and the differential rates, Council considered the revenue needs, taking into consideration the current economic climate and the impact of the Forest Products Commission no longer paying rates on freehold land it owns in the Shire. Council also reviewed discretionary expenditure items and potential savings by bringing certain activities in-house rather than outsourcing to contractors. I note that total rate revenue will increase by 5.07% if these rates are adopted. Also note that this motion is not to approve the budget or proposed rates, but to advertise these to ratepayers as is required under the Local Government Act. After submissions from the public have been received, these will be considered before the final rates and budget are voted on at a formal council meeting. I support this motion.
Anyone else wish to speak? I just want to add something. I congratulate councillors and staff on arriving at this position. It's the first time in 20 years that I've missed out on this journey. I can't say I miss it. Particular thanks to Kim, because doing this job and also at the same time doing the acting CEO's job would have proved the challenge. But I also know that the meetings that you've gone through from my previous experience would have been akin to pulling teeth at stages, that you would have felt a bit of pain, and how, particularly in the light of FPC and their shenanigans. So my congratulations to you on getting to this point. And I think what you've come up with will be acceptable, I think, to the general public. They've got to a point where they expect a certain degree of services from the community, from this council, and we can easily point to the delivery of those services, and the budget's way of delivering those services. So I think this should be well received in the community. It has no alarm bells ringing for me at this stage. Anyone else want to say anything? Councillor Brown, do you want to close?
Nothing
further. Okay, thank you. I shall put it as printed with those two little dots, literally dots, missing on that page. All those in favour? Against? Carried unanimously. No previous motions. Meeting doesn't have to be closed. I will now close the meeting at 4:10.